USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. 10,000 Microsoft workers are losing their jobs in layoffs that begin today. CNBC correspondent Steve Kovac says Microsoft made the wrong bet on the future of corporate America after COVID.
Microsoft overhired during the pandemic, predicting this growth basically would go on forever, and it did not. And now they have to reset expectations and let go 10,000 people. That's just shy of 5% of their total workforce.
Also word today that Amazon's begun another round of job cuts, as many as 18,000. Like Microsoft, Amazon went on a hiring spree during COVID. The countdown is close for the federal government running out of the ability to take on new debt, and Congress is not in session to do anything about it.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy argued yesterday he won't accept an increase in the $31.4 trillion debt limit without some conditions.
We're 6 months away. Why wouldn't we sit down now?
But the Biden administration says Republicans will play chicken to slash social programs.
To cut Social Security, to cut Medicare, and to cut Medicaid.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. The official deadline for federal funding ends tomorrow. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government will employ extraordinary measures until those run out sometime in June. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
The government's index of wholesale prices fell by 0.5% last month. A hint inflation may be slowing. Also, retail sales dropped by 1% from November to December. Ukraine's president says Russia's tyranny is outpacing Ukraine's democracy. Vladimir Zelensky told the World Economic Forum, "Every moment the world takes to respond, Russia's able to kill more Ukrainians." Zelensky spoke just hours after the crash of a helicopter that killed his interior minister and 13 others. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A group of more than 200 millionaires is calling on governments around the world to tax the ultra-rich. At the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, the group called on leaders to introduce wealth taxes to tackle what it calls extreme inequality. The private space business is alive and well, as evidenced by today's launch in Florida.
3, 2, 1. Engines full power.
Launch of a 230-foot Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket launched early Wednesday morning.
As you can see, Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, carrying the GPS-3 Space Vehicle 6 payload.
The payload contains 31 satellites and will be positioned 12,550 miles above our surface, making 2 orbits a day. I'm Lance Pry.
Moderna is touting the effectiveness of its vaccine against respiratory virus known as RSV. The biotech company says the vaccine's nearly 84% effective in preventing symptoms in people 60 and older. Moderna plans to file for FDA approval sometime this year. Several people and groups are already challenging Illinois' new assault weapons ban. The first suit came last week. Another complaint was filed yesterday by former Republican Attorney General candidate Tom DeVore on behalf of more than 800 plaintiffs. It claims the law violates the Illinois state constitution. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.